This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But you want a shot at 6 or 7. You got to get that win tonight.
You're going to have to win this game, and you're going to have to go on a run like the Timberwolves, I think. I don't see either of those teams falling back towards you. And that's the thing, too. Do you think the Kings are capable of turning it up? From what they're doing now, I guess?
Can you turn it up? It really boils down to how many good teams can you beat. You know, Kyle did this yesterday, the insiders, I think it was yesterday, where I think Kyle said there's a, I hope I got this right. If I got it wrong, it's in the general vicinity. There's 11 games left against teams above 500. And Kyle asked, I think he put like the over under at 4.5. How many of those games can Sacramento win? And I took the over and I said that they can go 5-6. The problem with going 5-6 against those teams, and these aren't just teams that are over 500. These are, again, I know we've exhausted this, but this is the reality ahead for Sacramento. This is Cleveland. This is Oklahoma City. This is Milwaukee. This is Boston. These are the big dogs right here. These are title contenders that the Sacramento Kings have to face down the stretch. Not teams competing for a play-in spot. Not teams competing for the sixth seed. These are teams who you have conversations about, like, they could win the championship. Then you've got certified playoff teams like Detroit. Detroit is a certified playoff team. Kings still have them on the schedule. Indiana is a certified playoff team. The Kings still have them on the schedule. Then you have a couple of teams that are fighting. Orlando fighting. Denver fighting for positioning. LA fighting. Who knows where Phoenix will be the last game of the season. Phoenix probably going to be completely out of it, but again, it's Dallas down there. Who's putting their money on Dallas? Like, we've got Dallas losing damn near every game that they play.
I don't mean to be miss or negative either, but ESPN has the Kings as 9-21 versus teams 500 and above this season.
That's what their record is?
A 9-21 versus 500 and above. That's ESPN.
Oh,
they're the only team. There's three teams in single digits versus teams above 500. It's them, the Pelicans, and the Jazz, according to the stat. Everyone else is at least double digits.
Man.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's tough. Again, for the schedule reasons that we just outlined.
Hey, but damn, that's it, can tough. They beat the bad teams? 24-10 against under 500, but...
So, I mean, all right, you got Phoenix tomorrow, but then you got Memphis right after that. I don't know. I don't even know if Chicago is under 500, are they? I mean, they've got to be, because they're, I think they're a play-in team, so they've got to be under. I think all of the play-in teams.
Yeah, they're 27 and 38.
I was going to say all
if
the
play-in teams. If you're playing in the East, you're under 500.
Yeah, so it ends with Detroit. Yeah. You got Portland, who's playing well. They had a heartbreaker last night against New York. Orlando, again, Indiana certified. Then you got Washington and Charlotte. You better win both of those. Yeah, you've got to find a way to beat good teams, and you got to find a way to beat the bad teams. It's a hot take here that you've got to find a way to win games.
Start that tonight, though.
And I think the tough thing about tonight is, all right, you're riding high tonight, man. That's great. Okay, lather, rinse, repeat. Just run this show back tomorrow, because then you got to beat Phoenix. The conversation is different. Phoenix is a bad basketball team. It feels like, as you pointed out earlier, they're mailing everything in. They just want to get to the end of the season. Kevin Durant wants to find his next destination. Maybe Devin Booker is out of there. Who knows? Maybe they fire Mike Budenholzer. I don't really know what Matt Ishbia is going to do. Dude is a little wild. But tomorrow is just like tonight. Kings got to find a way to beat a good basketball team, keep their playoff hopes alive. Keep their hopes for the sixth seed, keep their hopes perhaps for a home playing game as the seventh seed alive. And then tomorrow, well, it's a bad Phoenix team. You've got to beat them. This is where we are in the season. There's very little go with the flow. There's very little, oh, they'll figure this out. There's very little, oh, let's see what happening or see what happens. There's very little, oh, let's get a bigger sample size. We here. The season is coming to a conclusion. Every single one of these games matter. And and the worst part is you could beat the Golden State Warriors, you lose to Phoenix, the end result is the same. You messed up. You've lost the benefit of the doubt. You've lost. It's like, all right, we react in the moment. It sucks. But that's where we are. And we get into next week. Memphis is here. The Cavs are here next week. Chicago is here. And then that 3-4 we've been talking about. That 3-4 everybody's been waiting for. I mean, the Golden One Center are going to be hyped. You a Kings fan, you got tickets for those 3-4? You get to see Giannis, Dame, Tatum, Brown, Shea, all in a 4-day stretch. Hoping your team can find some way to grab a victory or two out of that group. Out of that stretch, excuse me. Out of that group of games.
This is all just going to come down to ideally if the Kings can win two games in the play-in, I think.
You're probably right, but I hate that. I really wanted it to come down to being able to win one game. Two chances to win one game. Of course, that would be painful. You lose both.
Yeah, like going back to your
that suck.
Question about the Timberwolves earlier, like I'm gonna buy them. I think they'll at least maintain. So I think
you buy them to stay at 7.
Yeah, like at least just maintain that pace that they're on right now. Not just keep this win streak going, but they're not gonna fall back or anything like that. So I think realistically, you got to catch the Clippers. I think you're game and a half behind them, but realistically, that's what two and a half because they got the tiebreaker.
Do you think they can compete for 6? Do you think they could keep
right now? No, right now, no. But if they win today, then I'm curious. Like I said,
I'm sorry. My bad. I meant Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. Yeah, yeah. They're there right now.
You think? Okay.
Yeah, they're there right now. Like I said, I think they're maintaining. I think they can keep that up.
All right.
It's just with the Kings, it's a matter of like you're right there, but I think you're just gonna have to turn it up another notch.
I don't know that they have another notch.
It's not this thing where it's like, oh yeah, like. Now they can win a playoff round, but just more so now you're playing steady, good basketball where you're winning probably 5 out of your last 6 or 5 out of your last 7 like the Timberwolves, like the Warriors now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think the Kings have any more notches to turn it up. They had to turn it up when Del Christie became the head coach. They had to turn it up when Zach LaVine got here and De'Aaron Fox was out. I just checked the latest injury report. So it was about 36 minutes ago. Domas listed as questionable. The belief is Domantas Sabonis is going to play tonight. Domas and Trey Lyles are listed as questionable. Jake LaRavia is available. Mason Jones on assignment. So I think the overarching belief is that Domantas Sabonis will be back on the floor for the Sacramento Kings tonight in San Francisco against the Warriors. And it's interesting, you know, one of your best players, maybe the best player, is coming back, and the way things have gone the last handful of games, Kings fans are asking, like, what does this mean, you know, for the Kings offense? Zach LaVine has played, you know, even though it hasn't resulted exactly in the record that we would like. Kawhi Leonard's shot falls. I mean, you're 3-2 so far in March. Kawhi Leonard's shot falls off the rim. You're 4-1. We're having a whole different conversation here. But you also would be 4-1 in the stretch that Domantas Sabonis is out, and I'm counting the Rockets game because he went out, you know, a minute and some change into that game. And the way Zach LaVine has played over this stretch, she's got like, oh man, what's Domantas' return going to be? Because so much of the Kings' offense tracks through Domantas Sabonis, and that potentially takes the ball out of Zach LaVine's hand or DeMar DeRozan's hands as they're more isolation players. And we talked about Jonathan Kuminga's return to the Golden State Warriors. Of course, this is his first time playing in the Jimmy Butler version of the Golden State Warriors lineup. And is there a, how does this go again? My belief is no. There absolutely is not. I mean, these guys, like Domantas Sabonis hasn't been out a month. He's been out 5 games. It's fine. They'll get it figured out. The thing I wonder is, do you find ways to keep Valanciunas maybe a little more active in the rotation than he was prior to Domas's injury? Because he's been terrific. Valanciunas has been absolutely terrific for Sacramento. So I'm not sure that's as big of a talking point as some people want it to be. Of course, tonight's game will dictate that. The way that the offense moves, who it flows through. I assume it just continues to flow through Domas. What DeMar's shots look like, what Zach LaVine's shots look like. Another guy who's been playing really well, and I'm sure Matt George will be excited to talk about this in about an hour, is Keegan. Keegan's been playing really well. And I don't believe any of this is a byproduct of Domantas Sabonis not being there. It's just kind of a product of
getting past the wall he was at?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. It's just a product of the way the way that lineup has kind of, and I mean the starting lineup, has just kind of settled in a little bit. I don't know what was said after that last Warriors game. That's another thing about tonight's game is the Warriors walked in to the Golden 1 Center, beat Sacramento's ass so bad, they had to talk about it afterwards. They got their ass kicked so bad, Doug was like, I need to see y'all. And from what we understand, they talked to the 5 starters after that. And it's worked. I mean, regardless of the, it's 3-2 this month. You go back to the Warriors game, you beat the Hornets, you beat the Jazz, so you add a couple to that. You got 5-2 since that game. 5-2 since that 132-108 loss. It was 31-28 after one. Warriors opened up for 37 in the second quarter. Pretty much put the game to bed. 37-25 in that second quarter. Just put the game to bed. Kings could never really get going. Fourth quarter basically punted. And Doug said, let's talk. Let's figure this out. By all accounts, they did. Maybe they didn't figure it out, but they figured something out. Again, we talk about the way that Zach LaVine has played. We talk about the way that Keegan Murray has played. We talk about the way that the Sacramento Kings overall have played. 5-2 since that game. 5-2 since that game with Kawhi Leonard's shot going in at the buzzer. The tough one, And that it's and we talk about this all. It's just a phrase that lives in my head. You're never as good or as bad as the last thing you saw. Minnesota Timberwolves, case in point. You're never as good as the last thing you saw. The very last thing you saw. Sacramento. You're not as bad as the last thing you saw.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
5-2 since the last time they played the Warriors. But that Knicks game was an ass-whooping, and the Clippers game hurt because the way that it ended. Those losses feel heavier. And now we're wondering whether this is a good basketball team. This is a good team. But you've got to show us something tonight. You've got to show the Warriors something tonight. We'll come back. We mentioned this earlier. Cooper Flagg exited Duke's win today, and it didn't look good. It looked bad. Bad enough to where we might have seen, this is speculation, Cooper Flagg's last game for Duke. But again, it was just watching. It was like, ooh, this doesn't look good at all. More Kings basketball ahead as we've got Matt George, Locked On Kings podcast, joining us in about an hour. And why do these teams in the NFL continue to make the same mistakes over and over again? We got that coming up here. Steelo and Casey. Casey out ill today. Brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, our man Matt George coming up 1 hour from right now. Kings, Warriors, big game tonight in San Francisco. You want to be a part of the conversation? Casey out ill today, so if you want to be the co-host, you definitely can. Hit the Elk Grove Kia Talk line, 916-909-1320, wherever you at, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, radio, Odyssey app, TuneIn app. Appreciate you tuning in, spending part of your day with us. Shout out to those in electric vehicles at 98.5 FM HD2. HD2 are those fancy people just listening on HD radios. We're thrilled that you're here with us. I mentioned this. I really don't have anything to expand on it. The tease is the story. Cooper Flagg was injured today. I walked into the insiders right before the show started, right when he got hurt, and looked up at the TV, had an opportunity to, unfortunate opportunity, to see the injury, then saw the medical staff working on it, and it looked tough. They've already said he's a long shot, a real long shot, to play in the semifinals. He's not playing in the.
I'm not playing until I've forgotten about this injury.
Yeah, he's. I don't think he's playing in the NCAA tournament. I don't think he's playing again.
Yeah, there's no reason to.
This is a high ankle sprain. This is a minimum couple week injury. That looked rough. That looked absolutely rough, and when the doctors or medical staff was working on it, his reaction to that was.
Ooh. You ever sprained your ankle?
I'm sure I have as like a kid.
I sprained mine during a soccer game one time. I'm dribbling ball down the sideline, and this bigger player falls on me and falls on my foot, and my foot falls, bends back, and kind of twists to the side, and it pops. Doctor could have took my foot off at that point. I thought it was over with. I thought it was over with.
So it was a sprained ankle. That's all it was?
Yeah, it was just all swollen and stuff. I couldn't run for like a month on it.
Bro, I'll never forget Hoop It Up 1996. American River College. I got tangled up and my knee did something. Just thinking about it makes me cringe. I remember going to the ground and thinking I didn't want to look. Because I was just certain that thing was Dak Prescott, Joe Theismann. I thought that thing was gone. And I was like, don't look, don't look, don't look. I rolled over and coast look, and it's perfectly intact. Oh, that was the worst pain. Oh, that was just, I don't even remember. I think that was one of the few times I went to the doctor. And the doctor, I think I'd like tore cartilage in it or something. Like, it wasn't a surgical procedure. Yeah. It's like wear a brace or whatever. And awful. Awful, but that was a knee, not an ankle. I'm sure I've rolled an ankle playing basketball. I don't ever remember.
Luckily, I've never like broken anything. That's wild. I couldn't imagine going through life like, I had a broken arm once. That sounds miserable.
Yeah, I've
just
never
experiencing that.
I've never had that either. Knock on, this isn't wood. I don't know what this is, but I have not broken a bone. No surgical procedures for your boy, and I don't think there's any surgical procedures for Cooper Flagg, and I also don't think there's any NCAA tournament ahead for Cooper Flagg. They can talk about being a long shot for the semifinals all they want to. He's not playing in the semifinals, and if he did, he's crazy. Sir, sit your ass down. You got money to make in a couple months. But, yeah, tough to see that earlier. Duke wound up holding on for the win. So we talked about Mac Jones signing with the San Francisco 49ers, and again, we'll get back to the Sacramento Kings. They got that big game in San Francisco tonight. We talked about Mac Jones signing with the Sacramento Kings. Quarterback's always the center focus, and it's just hilarious to me reading things like, the Steelers are locking in on Aaron Rodgers. Apparently, there's a story out there. The Steelers have offered.
Yeah, no, that deal's out there. It's just waiting for Aaron to say yes.
And he's on a beach somewhere with a blanket wrapped around him.
Yeah, Florio took a shot at him. Go ahead and say your point, because I have a thought after that.
Did you watch it? Did you watch him last year?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Okay. Because I want to remind everybody, because I guess us, see, I'm normally not the one that does it. But since Kenny's not here, I'll go ahead and do it. I'll take the role of Kenny Caraway, except I'll do it as D'Lo. Who told y'all entering last season that the dude was ass? Nasty, unwashed ass. me. Aaron Rodgers stinks. Living off the... What is Pittsburgh doing?
Okay, that's my question. What else do you do, though? What else do you
Not
do?
Not this!
But what else? Like, you're going to go get... Like, Russ come back? Like, Russ stinks. Russ was horrible the last month. Russ is bad.
What are the New York Giants doing calling Russell Wilson? What the hell are you going to do with him at quarterback?
Well, we can ask that question about the Giants for a while now. But
that's a good point.
But with the Steelers, it's like, I low-key get it. Low-key? I know. I'm sorry. What else are you going to do, though? You have DK and George Pickens.
This! Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, okay. Go give Sam Darnold a contract if you have options and all that. But, like, Sam Darnold's with the Seahawks. Like, there's not much out there for them. I don't like it either, but I get it.
Okay. You get it.
I understand.
All right.
It's disgusting, but I understand.
Okay. I got you. You get it? You understand? Does it work?
I mean...
Bro, you're about 2 seconds from doing this show by yourself.
You don't think with that defense... And DK, like I said, you got DK and Pickens there. Like, you don't think Mike Tomlin, your guy, 500 every year, even if Duck Hodges is the quarterback, you don't think he can do something?
Didn't we just do this last year?
Wait, with the Jets?
No, I get it. It's the Jets. Like, I get it. Didn't we sing the praises of that defense last year? Weren't we singing the praises of Sauce Gardner last year?
I was not. I did not buy him once.
No, but wasn't that the talking point?
Yes, it was. But I believe in Pittsburgh more than I do the Jets. Like, I didn't buy in the Jets at all. I thought the defense was overrated.
It's not Pittsburgh.
I get it.
The Jets.
I get it.
It's him. Dude is a cancer.
But what else do you do?
You can't find anyone else in the league to... What else? I would have signed Daniel Jones instead.
Okay, I don't know. I don't think you believe you believe know. That. Yeah, I don't know. That's a little wild.
I don't know that I believe that. I said it out loud, but I don't know if I believe it.
They should have just went against what they usually do and paid Sam Darnold.
Yeah, that's what did Sam Darnold get again? Was it 55 guaranteed?
It's 55 guaranteed. It's 100.5 total, but it's 55 guaranteed. And honestly,
like, what is?
Question. Do you like the Steelers better with Rodgers having DK there, or would you like the Steelers better with Darnold and Pickens as your best receiver? Because you signed DK and you gave him that massive extension. I wonder if it's kind of one or the other here.
You said Darnold?
Darnold with Pickens as your number one,
yep.
Or Rodgers, and you get DK, of course, now. Because you were able to pay DK. I don't know what their cap situation. I don't know if you could pay Darnold and DK. I'm assuming it's one or the other.
I feel like I just don't think Aaron Rodgers is a good quarterback.
He's not. I agree with you.
I feel like the answer is Darnold, but I get your point. I just don't think Aaron Rodgers is a good quarterback anymore, and I think he's going to be.
I would go with Darnold as well.
This is what I feel like that Steelers contingent is doing. They're sitting around going. Well, one, it's the Jets. Two, he's now a year removed from the Achilles injury. Someone in that room with a smidge bit of intelligence goes, yeah, but he's like 40-something.
We hope it. Mike Tomlin's the adult in the room, but...
How old is Aaron Rodgers? Is he 42?
I think he's 42.
I'm going to check because I want to see when he... So, okay, he's 41. He turns 42 during the season. December 2nd, Aaron Rodgers would turn 42. Guys like Tom Brady and LeBron James have now convinced the rest of the sports world. What was every single talking head's favorite line? Well, you know... Father Time is undefeated. All right.
One loss.
They got two losses.
That's true. Yeah, two losses.
LeBron's already won.
Yeah, LeBron and Brady.
LeBron's 40.
Throw Jerry Rice if you want.
That's right. That's fine. That's a good call. Now they're convinced it's normal. These hoes have convinced themselves that what Tom Brady and LeBron James have done, and in LeBron's case is doing, is normal. Dog, it is not. And continuing to put your hopes for a Super Bowl on Aaron Rodgers is ridiculous.
All right, question.
42, Jesse?
Yeah, no, that's his age. Frank in the chat says Kirk Cousins is better than Rodgers or whatever, average at best, whatever he says. Would you risk Rodgers going to the Giants and kind of waiting on the Falcons to hope that they cut Kirk?
Would I risk Rodgers going to the meaning risk Rodgers going to the Giants and you have to figure out something else?
Yeah, like you don't really have a quarterback left because like the whole Falcons and Kirk Cousins thing is like, yeah, we're good with you being our backup. It's like, you're really going to pay him that much to be your backup quarterback. Would you wait that situation out and let Rodgers go?
Yeah. Yep, I absolutely would. Hoping you get, because what are we talking about here? We're talking about 1 year. That's all we're talking about. We're not talking about the future of the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're talking about one single season. That's it. You can get a pissed off Kirk Cousins, a little rejuvenated, got a little gas in the tank. You're going to get 1 year. Oh, I'll take that. Give me that. That's the other thing. What are the Giants doing?
It's a great.
The answer to our quarterback issues are Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson? Bitch, please.
You're desperate.
What are you trying to accomplish?
You're desperately trying to save your job.
And why are you even employed?
It's a great question there, but.
Bruh.
I think they're desperately saving their job over there.
There's a lot of dumbasses that run sports franchises.
It's true.
I'm going to hang the hopes of, I got a really good team. What can we do? Well, I don't know. Well, let's go get Aaron Rodgers because it was New York's fault they stunk last year. All right, bro. All right, man. Y'all do that.
I mean, it's kind of.
Let's go get Russell Wilson. I get why you got Russell Wilson last year. I get that. You had Justin Fields there. You wanted to see if it worked. And if it didn't, you felt like you could lean on Russ for a little bit. And that's exactly what you did. The problem is you killed both of your quarterbacks.
You
didn't. You killed Justin Fields was dying.
You sent one packing, that's for sure.
You brought one that you thought had life. He ultimately died. And then Justin was gone.
Well, that's the thing. You stood up Justin Fields for Russell Wilson. I was listening to Schefter talk the other day. It seems like the Steelers wanted Justin Fields first. And Justin Fields was
that.
Like, nah, I'm going to go do my thing here with the Jets. So the Steelers kind of got left at the altar here, I think.
Okay.
Like, where they're like, Rodgers was not. The way Schefter put it, the Steelers were waiting on Fields, Rodgers was waiting on the Steelers, and then the Giants, of course, are waiting on Rodgers.
Let's get Manny in here, 916-909-1320. Manny, what's happening, baby?
Actually, Manny left.
Oh, wow. Okay, Manny. Wow.
Let's see what
don't call back, Manny. I see how it is. Brother need a little help here on this show. Like, no, I'm out. No, I'm out. I'm not waiting more than 10 seconds.
He didn't even call in yesterday. You know that?
I thought of that last night. I was like, since Tuesday, when I went to the Sky, I've been thrown off on the days. And Tuesday completely threw me off because I thought it was Wednesday. And yesterday I was thinking, did Manny call today? Is it Wednesday?
Yeah, no, he didn't call yesterday.
Manny didn't call.
Here he is. He's back.
No, I see he's back. He's going to call, try to win tickets later. But hey, Manny, I'm so sorry to keep you on hold so long. This dude right here. Bro, Manny.
Yeah.
Yo, we're live.
What's going on?
Okay.
What do you want to talk about,
Manny? What, man?
You are doing, first of all, let me tell you, you're doing a phenomenal job today on your own. You are killing it, sir.
I think you're being sarcastic.
I'm not. You would do an absolutely phenomenal job.
Now, hold on a second. Manny, what the hell are you doing right now?
Dude, it is, right now, I got in my truck and it started hailing.
Oh, my God.
It was raining outside. I forgot.
That's crazy. Well, not here, not in Roseville. I can see the sun here.
No, I'm in sack. It's literally tailing in sack right now.
Okay. Well, thoughts and prayers.
No, I appreciate that.
And thank you for the love. I appreciate it. Thank you.
But, hey, so I would love to see Rodgers in Minnesota just so we can get one more crack at him.
I hear you.
Because I can't stand that dude on and off the field. So I would love one more crack at that dude.
Okay. All right, Manny. Thanks, man.
Stay safe out there.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers, bro. Be safe.
What is he really doing? Yeah.
Like, bruh.
I thought he was, like, shuffling through water bottles or something.
That was my first thought. I was like, what is that noise? It's weather. And I'm looking outside, and we're in Roseville. And while I can see the dark clouds, there is no rain outside. Like, I could see sun. I can see light outside. Shout out Sacramento. Manny, funny, man. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, if you want to talk, 916-909-1320. The point is, I understand the quarterback is the center of the NFL universe. I just don't understand why these teams keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again. It's like these once great quarterbacks have to, like, I don't even know what it takes. I guess they just go out on their own. Is Aaron going to retire? No? Sign him!
Rodgers winning MVP, I think it was MVP the second to last year before Green Bay probably added 5 years on his career. Because his last year in Green Bay was horrible.
Right.
Like, he was not good at all. Like, that was the start. He was not good that year. You could see that year.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It wasn't my disdain for Aaron Rodgers that made me think he was going to stink last year. It was what he did his last year in Green Bay.
Yeah, Jordan Love's been fine with them.
And Aaron's probably right when he went. He was like, yeah, my MVP probably threw off their timeline. Yeah, he's probably right. And then he stunk. He was like, well, let's get back on our timeline, get Jordan Love out there.
Shout out Greeny, though. He's already spinning the narrative. It was the Jets and not Aaron Rodgers. So still got 30 minutes of segment time right there.
Here's the thing. Sam Darnold, there's a long history of – it's like, so every quarterback that plays for the New York Jets sucks.
That's
now,
how it ends up.
Now, that's either a hell of a coincidence, that's either bad scouting, or there is something wrong with that organization. Now now you have a Hall of Famer on there. Shout out Joe Brazil, producer of the Insiders, for bringing a piece of cake. I don't even know what that cake is, but it looks terrific. Thanks, Joe Brazil.
Shout out Tom.
You will always be referred to now as your full name, Joe Brazil.
Shout out Tom Nakashima, by the way, his last day.
Yeah, shout out to Tom Nakashima.
Tom's a legend.
Doing radio for like 1,000 years.
Yeah, Tom was at the old Madison building as well.
Tom, you know Tom Nakashima's a legend? He walks in maybe once a week, twice a month, with a briefcase. I have no clue what's in it.
No, it's the same briefcase, too.
Doesn't really speak. And then isn't seen for another 2 weeks.
That's why Tom is my guy. This is, what's up, Tom? Hey, Jess, how you doing? We go our separate ways.
Bro, that's hilarious because he is the most Jet. Do you know who's, if we had power rankings here in this building, you know whose power rankings are sky high right now? Yours.
What do you mean?
Oh, okay. So I've told you this before. Katie from the Wake Up Call loves you.
Shout out Katie, by the way.
She was like, she is regularly, I want more Jesse. I want more Jesse camera time. I want to hear Jesse more. He's funny. He's got comedic instinct. He's got everything you need to be a great radio show host. Today, when we start the show, KC's out. I get a text from Matt George. I won't even summarize it. I'll just read it verbatim.
Shout out Matt George. Let me be on the show one time.
Matt George says, Jesse has gotten so good as a co-host. Dude's talent is crazy.
I appreciate that, Matt George.
Jesse, number one in the Odyssey building power rankings, man.
I just try to show up and have fun.
And that's it, man. That's all. See, you have fun, but you're very funny. I'm not funny. You're funny. Like, you've got good. I have fun, but you actually make people laugh. You got good comedic timing. Can you believe Danny in San Francisco once told us to not let Jesse talk? Isn't that crazy?
I think Danny low-key thought I was a lost cause on that one point.
Oh, 100%.
But I was just quiet, Danny. That's it.
Yeah, no. I remember I had something went wrong with my internet, and I had to I had to, like, I was bouncing back and forth between locations, and Danny was like, okay, Casey, you got to do the show by yourself. Don't let Jesse talk. And it's like, yo, it's 15 minutes. Just let don't let Jesse talk. And I get to the other place, and Danny calls me. I was like, hey, how'd everything go while I was gone? He was like, Casey, let Jesse talk.
Shout out, Danny. We just got to prove it sometimes. That's all it is.
That's all it is, man. This whole D'Lo and Casey show has been about proving it since 2020. But yeah, Jesse number one in the Odyssey Power Rankings. I don't think I have anything left on football. I just really wanted to rant on these quarterbacks. I like Russell Wilson. I wanted Russell Wilson to be better than I wanted Russell.
That was
Wilson
a great to... story, yeah. And then the air left that balloon.
Yeah, man. And it was like they didn't like just pop like a hole in the balloon. They like shredded it.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, it was actually like one. It was like, oh, it's over.
No, it was like, low key. Like you let the air out of the balloon, but it's the one where it lets the fart noise for like the last 5 seconds. And it was a fart noise for December for the Steelers.
It was so bad. Oh, it was so bad. Oh, Russ. But this is the worst part about all of this. It was like that for Aaron Rodgers for an entire season.
Oh, yeah, but we're trying to tell everyone otherwise.
It's like the Jets win a game to go to 4-8 or something, or 4-7, and everyone's like, oh. Now, a lot of that is the Bristol stuff. A lot of that is an ESPN thing, and you got Greeny, who's a Jets fan, and you've got this conversation where you center, like, it's the story Kyle was telling during the one commercial break about, you know, an article that posted on his network that did crazy numbers because it's centered around Aaron Rodgers.
Provocative. He gets the people going.
Like, it's the LeBron James thing. It does numbers. Aaron Rodgers does numbers because if you click on an Aaron Rodgers article, you have no clue what you're going to read. Like, the man is wrapped up in a blanket out on the beach. The man is living in some like dark hole. What is this stuff called? Ayahuasca. He's on some like psychedelic drug. He's running for vice president. He's hanging out with Donald Trump. He's hanging out with RFK. Like, you have no clue what you're going to read when you click on something involving Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, Loki, has the NFL tricked. Like, the dude is... like the ayahuasca stuff, like he goes on darkness retreats. He hasn't played good football in like years. He just does his little drugs and hangs out.
That's it. He was 13-3 four seasons ago as the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. MVP that year. Threw off everybody's schedule, as he says. He was 8-9 the next year. He was 39 years old when he was 8-9. Turns 40, carries the flag out, tears his Achilles 2.5 minutes later. And he was ass last year. Terrible.
Yeah.
But good luck, Pittsburgh, I guess.
Mike Florio tweeted that they made an offer to him, but he put in parentheses after that. Yet again, he's milking the fact that he's the center of attention.
let's hypothetically say he's got this much life left in him. It may or may not get you through the season. Why do you put that in your locker room?
Because you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, and like I'm being serious right now. You're the only organization where it's like because the Steelers have been just the epitome of excellence and all that, like just since the 70s, whenever. They've just always been the same. There's nothing that's changed. It's always been the same culture, all that. So maybe Aaron Rodgers isn't big enough to knock that.
Mm. Yeah, you might be right. You might be right. We will shift our attention back to the Kings. Yeah, we'll talk some Kings basketball. We'll shift our attention back to the NBA. That's what we'll do when D'Lo and Casey return here. A Sacramento sports leader, ESPN 1320. Yes, we spent the entire commercial break talking about hallucinogenic drugs.
We learned some things.
I don't know what you did during the commercial break, but we sat around with the chatty house and talked about hallucinogenic drugs. Good vibes, Dave, schooling us on how ayahuasca works. And I I knew Rodgers did it, but Rodgers was the second person I heard discuss it. It was actually Will Smith was the first person I heard talk about it, and he talks about it at the end of his autobiography, which I listened to the audio version and kind of locked in, and he talked about these multiple different journeys that he did with ayahuasca. So I was Good Vibes Day was kind of schooling us on how it works, and fascinating. It's interesting. I don't know that like hallucinogenic drugs are something I'd ever be into.
Sounds kind of scary.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I'm not a drug person, period. It's not like, oh, back in my day, I used to do that. No, I didn't do any of that. Like the hardest drug I think I've ever taken is an edible. And that's it. With marijuana in it. That's all.
I don't even think that counts.
I don't think it does
counts,
either.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a drug, sure, but it's not a hard drug. It's
from the earth.
It's from the earth. That's it. But hey, you're talking about shrooms and all. Yeah, that is not my bag. That is not and has never been my bag. That stuff is frightening. I do not want to lose touch with reality like that.
Imagine taking ayahuasca and then you're the Steelers quarterback the next day.
Well, it might be what's happening. Or there's pictures circulating of you on a beach with a blanket. Did we touch on Shaq and the inside the NBA stuff?
I don't think we really did.
I remember you saying it's entertaining, but I don't feel like we ever really talked about it. Shaq botched, he said Chauncey Billups is the coach of the Detroit Pistons, and Candace Parker corrected him. He's like, I don't watch Detroit. And it's like, all right, I need us all to collectively acknowledge inside the NBA it's a comedy.
Now I do remember we did touch on it, I think. I don't know if this was specifically, but you were talking about how we can let the show go and all that.
Yeah, I'm of the belief that like that show can go. But I'm also of the belief like if we watch it, we're watching it just like we watch The Office.
Yeah, I don't watch it.
We're watching it for laughs.
I don't watch it because I'm curious about Charles Barkley's thoughts on the Celtics any team.
But the problem with that is it is still considered the flagship show in NBA media.
They do say some things, though. Like, they do get serious at times where like maybe it's not like talking about the team, but more so the minds of a player and stuff like that, I guess.
And I don't look at that show like First Take. Like Kenny will tell you, oh, I've watched it. It's 90% normal discussions. I don't think it is. And I haven't. Maybe the format has changed, but when I watched it, it was just like a lot of like yelling and just nonsensical debates and unnecessary debates. Like, you didn't have a conversation on that show. So I'm not suggesting that Inside the NBA is that. I'm not suggesting that the show is just formatted nonsense. But when you're the flagship show of a sport, and you just trick off one of the best stories of the year by acknowledging you don't watch them, because the rap on that squad has long been they don't actually watch basketball. They know basketball, but they don't actually watch it.
Is that on the general audience for letting them get away with that for so long? Because I feel like that's kind of been like the ha-ha with that show is like just like stuff like that, I guess, is part of the charm. Like the who he play for segments and stuff like that.
As long as we can, and that's fine. Like, again, it's fine. The show is a comedy.
That's an extreme as well, the who he play for segment, but
it's Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
That's what Inside the NBA is. And I'm perfectly fine with that. But it's also like, don't, like, imagine. I don't think we have to imagine. I'm sure this happened 2 years ago. They didn't even know players' names on Sacramento's team 2 years ago.
Shout out Terrence Harris III. Kenny Smith.
Right. You know, they're handing it to Brooklyn. They're doing all that. They didn't know who they were. They got names wrong. And it was all, and I don't recall if they said it that day as explicitly as Shaquille O'Neal said it, but they don't watch Sacramento.
Maybe it's just a bigger symptom of just national media in general, though. Because, like, how many times have we talked about the Kevin O'Connors and stuff? Like,
yeah.
This is just they're part of a bigger problem. They're no different.
And it's like, that's fine. And if that's the case, yo, write the Pistons out of the segment. Don't trash. I don't watch Detroit. Yo, they're 37-29. They were like a team with wins in the teens last year. Yo, this is one of the dopest stories in the league. They're not running Cleveland out of the playoffs. They're not running Boston out of the playoffs. Truth be told, they're probably not running anybody out of the playoffs. But, yo, give J.B. Bickerstaff his love. Cade Cunningham, a phenomenal season. Give him his love.
If you're supposed to cover the league, it's a story you know about.
Right. And if you don't, write it out of the show. Because then you look stupid, and people like me, and I'm probably in the minority. I look at you sideways. Like, what is this? Y'all look like... I look at Shaq and Charles all the time, like when Charles opened up with about these idiots and these fools over on ESPN. Like, I'm not taking you seriously. You don't know why they're talking about the Los Angeles Lakers? This was before the Celtics game. The Lakers were one of the hottest teams in the league. Charles out here acting like because the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Cleveland Cavaliers have the best record here in the regular season, they're meeting in the NBA Finals. No, when you talk about championship contenders, yeah. Now you know the Kyle Mattson grading scale. Yeah, it might feel a little bit different with LeBron James out of the lineup, the beatdown by the Boston Celtics, the loss the following night or two against Brooklyn. Yo, I get it. Why you pull back on that conversation a little bit? 1 week ago today, the Los Angeles Lakers are absolutely in the championship contender situation, and how could you think otherwise? But these idiots and these fools on these other networks, like, Chuck, you talk like someone who talks on television for 40 minutes a week. And you don't do it for 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day, 10 hours a week, 15 hours a week. Yeah, no one's tuning in day after day after day to your show or anyone else's show to hear you two talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Cleveland Cavaliers just because they have the best record in the league. What are the stories around the league? Cavs won, Thunder won, got it. What else? Well, the Lakers have been hot since the acquisition of Luka Doncic. Okay, there's a conversation. What else? The Golden State Warriors have been hot since the acquisition of Jimmy Butler. You don't think that's a conversation tonight? You don't think one person on that set says the Golden State Warriors have ascended to championship contender status after acquiring Jimmy Butler? You don't think one person says that tonight? Let's all watch it together. Before Sacramento and Golden State play, we'll see. We don't want this. What if Golden State wins? You don't think after the show they talking about it? Yeah, they talking about it. Someone's going to say that. Not everyone's going to agree, but in my opinion, they are. They are a championship contender. Again, not everybody will agree with that. But to me, I think Golden State is. When I say championship contender, I think they could be one of the four teams left in the NBA. They could be one of the final two teams in the Western Conference. For me, that can happen. That can happen with the Los Angeles Lakers. That can happen with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think it could happen with the Denver Nuggets, though. I don't know. I can't make up my mind on how I feel about Denver.
Denver is, however you feel about New York, I feel like you should feel about Denver. And maybe that's not completely like fair because, like, Denver's got Jokic. They've won a title before and all that. But, like, they've kind of had the same struggles against the top teams in the league.
Did you see the Knicks stuff with Mikal Bridges and Tom Thibodeau?
Yep, warm it up. Warm it up. Every year it's like the same thing.
It's been a couple of years, but the Tibbs play starters too many minutes take his back.
Yeah, and Mikal Bridges is leading this one, I guess.
Shout out.
Or however it's reported.
Shout out to Mikal who hit the shot last night to beat Portland at the buzzer. But I think Bridges said, yeah, I told Tibbs we're playing too many minutes, and he's got to pull back on the starters. And then Tip says, yeah, that didn't happen. That conversation didn't happen. And it's like, oh, God.
Well, it got reported as a meeting at first, I thought. So I wonder if, like, Mikal, like, just told him in passing, like, kind of joking, like, Tip, like, give us a break or whatever. And it got reported as a meeting. Maybe someone heard it.
It could have
been. I don't doubt that Mikal Bridges brought it up to Tibbs. Like, we hear about this all the time with his teams. Like, this is just what Tom Thibodeau does. I'm out on the Knicks, though, I think, after this.
I think I'm out on the Knicks, too. I don't know that I fall back. I'm not out on the Knicks. I don't think I was ever in on the Knicks.
Okay, that's fair, too, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I was ever
there. Casey was kind of leading that charge, but.
Yeah, and he's throwing his sinuses are killing him, but he just got up and he threw something across the room.
But this story right here, like, that's enough to tell me they're not going to last, I don't think. Because Tibbs isn't going to change his mind.
Knicks starters all average 35 minutes a game. The Knicks have three players in the top six in minutes per game, and Josh Hart and Mikal Bridges are 1 and 2 in the league in minutes per game. Now, I don't know if there was a meeting with Tibbs and Mikal, or as you said, maybe Mikal said something in passing. I'm not really sure.
Well, the way I'm like thinking through, like, if you're Tibbs, you don't really acknowledge it because it becomes a problem if you did have a meeting regarding the player's minutes, right?
Well, you tell me. Last night's game with Portland went to overtime. Mikal played 41 minutes. You take 5 off of that, just assuming he played the entire overtime. What are you at, 36?
Yeah, math.
That's what he averages. OG Anunoby played 43 minutes. Karl Anthony Towns played 39 minutes. Miles McBride played 38 minutes. Josh Hart, the league leader in minutes per game, played 42 minutes. Again, you take 5 off of that, you're hitting about what his average is. If you had a meeting, Tibbs didn't listen.
Yeah, he didn't care at all.
It should also be pointed out, like, they have dealt with injuries to Landry Shamet, Precious, McBride. They've dealt with, like, injuries to all of those guys at various points throughout this year. So a lot of the minutes that those guys were playing were out of necessity. We've seen Karl Anthony Towns out of the lineup for stretches like this. It's not like Tibbs has just said, F the bench, I'm not playing them. Like, he's had to play these guys.
Yeah, but it's like, there's also the fact he does this all the time. So it's like, how much benefit of the doubt can we really give him?
I thought he had gotten a little bit better a couple of years, like the last year or two. And he probably thinking, we got a shot to win a championship. I got to go with my dogs. Let's go. And here they are. Tibbs and minutes coming up again.
Yeah, this is a bad time to do that.
If there was a report that Cade Cunningham was talking to JB Bickerstaff about minutes played, would that be a conversation?
Yeah, but we'd be like, Cade, what is your problem? Why are you even bringing that up right now?
Now it's Tibbs' problem.
Now it's Tibbs' problem. Yeah. It's like, Tibbs has been a serial, I'm going to play you the whole game type coach.
Tibbs is a repeat offender.
Yeah, like I saw someone tweet, oh yeah, Joakim Noah and Luol Deng saw their careers end because Tibbs kept playing them with whoever they were with,
oh,
whatever.
Oh man, well, you talk about Luol Deng's career ending. Luol Deng, he might still be getting paid today.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.